Hi, this is Melissa Faulkner coming to you from Durham, North Carolina. Today we're going to talk about three different phrasal verbs: get away, get out, and go out. Now, two of these phrasal verbs have the word get. Get a lot of times means to receive something or to have something given to you. To get something means to receive something. But in these two cases, get actually means it's a sort of movement. So you're getting to a different place, or you're moving your state of being or your location. So we'll talk about that version of get in those two phrasal verbs, get away and get out. For each phrasal verb, I'll give you three sentences, and then we'll talk about an explanation of how to use that phrasal verb in each of those sentences. So let's go on to our first phrasal verb, get away. Sentence number one. As I walked past the fence, a huge St. Bernard started running at me and barking, so I had to get away quick. Now, in this case, a St. Bernard is a dog. It's a very large dog that can seem very scary, and you might not want to be near it, especially if it starts barking at you. So in this case, as the person is walking past the fence, the St. Bernard starts barking. You can imagine maybe they get a little scared, so they want to get away quick. So in this case, to get away means either to escape or to sort of break free or get away quickly. So you can imagine that they wanted to get away quickly from the St. Bernard. They wanted to move their location. Sentence number two. My dad has been really stressed at work recently, so our family decided to get away and go on a vacation to the Bahamas. Now in this case, get away means to leave or to go somewhere to be safe or to be in a better place. So in this case, their dad has been at work. He's been working a lot recently and he's been getting really stressed. So you can imagine maybe he wants to take a break from work. So he wants to get away from his work. So the family is going to go on a vacation. They're going to get away and go to a better place where they can relax. They're going to get away from the work. Sentence number three. Helen called a babysitter to watch the twins so her and her husband Dave could get away for the night and go to a quiet dinner together. So in this case, again, get away means to leave or to go somewhere to be safe or to be in a better place. So you can imagine Helen has been taking care of her two twins. Maybe it's been a lot of work. She hasn't slept very much. And maybe she wants to get away for the night. She wants to get away from her house and from her twins and from caring for them and go to a nice dinner with her husband. She's getting away. She's getting away from the house and going somewhere else. Let's move on to our next phrasal verb. Get out. Now, get out in most of these cases means to break free or to escape. So you're normally in a situation that's either dangerous or that's unsafe and you want to get out from that situation. There's a couple of other definitions as well. We'll talk about those. So let's talk about sentence number one. Harry was trying to come out with a plan to get out of jail, even though protection was very high. So in this case, Harry is in jail, and maybe he wants to escape, he wants to break free, so he's trying to come up with a plan. So he wants to get out of jail. He wants to escape or break free from jail. Sentence number two. The chess club wanted to get out the news about their championship victory, so they ran an ad in the school newspaper. In this situation, get out means to become known, particularly information. So if you say that you want to get some information out, you would say you want to get out the news. You want to get out the information. So in this case, the chess club had won a championship. They wanted everybody to know about it. So they wanted to get out the information by putting an article in the school newspaper. That way everyone would know about it. They would get out the information. Sentence number three. Jamal's mom yelled at him to get out from underneath the car because it was dangerous. In this case, get out again means to break free or to escape. So Jamal was underneath the car. You can imagine maybe it was dangerous if someone had turned on the car. Maybe he would have gotten burnt or maybe he would have gotten hurt underneath. So she wants him to get out. She wants him to move his location and escape from being underneath the car. Let's talk about our third phrasal verb, go out. This one has a couple of different meanings, and it also still means movement. So you're moving your location. You're going from maybe inside somewhere to outside somewhere. Oftentimes in this case, it means something social, or it means interacting with other people. Sentence number one. After working on my paper for 8 hours straight, Tom decided it was time to go out with his friends. So you can imagine this situation. Tom has been working really hard. Maybe he's been typing his paper. He's been doing research. Maybe he's getting a little tired of doing this. So he's been working hard for 8 hours straight. So now he wants to go out with his friends. In this case, it means to go out of your house, literally, and to be social. So Tom is going to leave his house where he's been by himself for 8 hours straight. And he's going to go out with his friends. Normally that means going to a restaurant, going to get drinks, maybe going out to play some sports. But in this case, it means he's leaving his house and he's going to go out to be social with some of his friends. Sentence number two. When the storm came, we knew the lights would go out. Now this is a little bit different definition. And go out in this case means to become extinguished or to turn off. So you can imagine in a storm, sometimes the electricity is messed with. Sometimes the electricity will go out. It will turn off. It'll stop working. So in this case, they knew that when the storm was coming, maybe the winds would be really heavy or the rain would be really heavy and the electricity would go out. The lights would go out. So they would turn off. It would be dark and they would have to look for flashlights or something like that. So in that case, go out means to extinguish or to turn off. Sentence number three. My heart goes out to the victims of the earthquake because I know they have suffered and lost a lot of their belongings. Now, in this case, it's a little bit different definition too. It means to be empathetic or to be sympathetic towards a situation. So in this case, the victims of the earthquake probably lost a lot of things. Maybe their homes were damaged. Maybe their belongings were lost in all the rubble. So this person is saying that their heart goes out. That means that their heart is literally feeling for the other people that have lost things. They're feeling sympathetic. They maybe want to help them in some way, offer some donations or something like that. It's their heart is going out. That's a feeling of empathy or a feeling of sadness for someone else. So in all three of these cases, we have get away, get out, and go out. And most of the time they have a sense of movement. You're moving from one location to another or from one state to another. I hope these definitions have been helpful for you to understand these phrasal verbs, and we'll talk in the future. Thanks.